Artillery. Developments in artillery. From the 15th century onwards, developments in artillery required significant modifications to the castle. The progressive incorporation of the new military technology meant that the original layout of the fortress lost much of its efficiency and justification. Frontal attacks, prolonged assaults, and hand-to-hand combat were replaced by new military techniques and strategies that employed artillery and required corresponding fortification of the castle. These modifications, which supposed significant expenditure, were generally accompanied by the acquisition of artillery and notably changed the physiognomy of the fortress in question. The first significant works carried out in Belvere since its original construction was that of a walled and graded ravelin built outside the castle walls. Building commenced on this unique external defensive line in the 15th century, and in the 16th century, the ravelin was successfully extended and adapted to the new developments in artillery. All modifications were geared towards the installation of the armaments necessary for the defence of the port and town. In addition, in a bid to augment the defences of the castle, a second moat, the width and depth of which varied depending on the terrain, was subsequently built. In 1713, a new irregular defensive line was built around most of the fortress. This new defensive line, built during the Spanish War of Succession, was designed to aid the supporters of Archduke Charles in their struggle against the Bourbon troops. The castle was also fortified with cannons from Minorca. In any case, the signing of the Treaty of Utrecht presupposed the definitive victory of the army of Philip V. Part of that defensive line has now disappeared due to the construction of the access road to the castle, while the surviving part remains in a state of fragile conservation. In addition, the modifications carried out in the San Carlos Castle in Porto Pi meant that the port and town could be defended perfectly well from there, a task that for many years had fallen to Belvere.